You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
A couple who were essentially being held hostage by a hospital in Progreso, Mexico after he fell ill during their carnival cruise say film and TV producer Tyler Perry has come to the rescue. Steven Johnson had to be hospitalized after he went into diabetic shock during a cruise with his fiancée Tori Austin. After 3 days in the intensive care unit, Johnson was hit with a bill for $14,000. After offering to pay half up front and make arrangements to pay the balance, Johnson said he was prevented from leaving the hospital. That's when Tyler Perry, after hearing their story on Good Morning America, stepped in to pay the bill and, upon Johnson's release, arranged for the couple to be brought back home. And the State Department last week reissued an advisory suggesting that visitors to the Bahamas should exercise increased caution. Already, an advisory was in place warning visitors that, quote, violent crimes such as burglaries, armed robberies, and sexual assaults occur even during the day and in tourist areas. While the area has been under an advisory for some time, the State Department website says that the warning was being reissued to Freeport in Grand Bahamas. And finally, over the weekend, MSC Cruises celebrated the float-out of MSC Virtuosa, the second Maravia Plus-class ship to be delivered in 2020. This marks the company's third major milestone in the past month following the christening of the MSC Grandiosa and the steel-cutting of MSC Cruises' first world-class ship, the MSC Europa. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. On board Norwegian Sky, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.